Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome guest. So excited to have her, the very awesome Danielle Arce.
Yay, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, yeah.
Yay.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be in your home.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
with you.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you live in like Playa del Rey?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Playa del Mar, but that's a different thing.
Mar and Rey. Yeah.
It's Lana right. Del Rey's favorite playa.
Playa, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She frequents this playa often.
Yeah, they named it after her. No.
And there are so many plays to choose from, guys.
Yeah. And so we watched an amazing episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
It was so funny.
But as we do with every episode, we always like to start by asking our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? Where has Golden Girls been or not been in your life? So go ahead. Okay. Tell us a little bit about
you. Well, I remember seeing episodes of it once in a while when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure my mom has watched it a little bit when I was a kid, so that's how I got caught wind of it. Mm-hmm. But I eventually just, it was just non-existent probably after the age of 10.
Wow.
I just never really went back and watched it, so I literally haven't seen it before today.
Wow.
Since I was a child, so I was really excited to watch
wow.
it. Yeah.
Can we refer to that period as the dark period?
Yes, that's what we'll refer to it as. I was merely existing until today I finally was reborn.
Your soul was comatose.
Yes. Yes.
I was in a cocoon and I've become a butterfly today.
You are found. You've been found.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
So we watched season 7, episode 12. We're almost halfway through the last season.
Wow.
Oh, no. Don't remind me. It's so sad.
Isn't it sad?
Aww.
Me and Genevieve are going to hold hands.
Aww.
And jump into a volcano.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to end it.
Yeah, we're going to click publish. And yeah. we're going to jump into a volcano.
Oh, that'll be an epic ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
And then Libsyn is going to charge us for the rest of our lives.
It's going to be. Yeah.
Or until my credit card expires. So.
It'll play on our tombstone. We should have a shared tombstone.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or not.
We should share a tombstone with the rest of the Golden Girls.
They should bury people with their podcast, like co-host. That would be out of control. Like, it's mandatory.
If you start a podcast,
I feel like
just
that's
know
that's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen, guys. The episode is titled From Here to the Pharmacy.
Yes.
And I think that's a reference to probably a movie like From Here
yeah,
to Heaven.
It's a reference From Here to Eternity, which was basically it was about the soldiers like stationed in the Pacific.
Okay.
It's the movie. I haven't seen it, but it's the movie where they're I believe where they're kissing in the waves in the beach.
Okay.
That famous scene.
Okay.
Where they like, yeah. And that's all I know about it. Ernest Borgnine might be in it. He might not be. And but it's war related and it's somewhere in the Pacific and there's a beach sex scene.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty hot. Yeah.
Wasn't there a beach sex scene in The Piano? Also,
yeah,
I think of movies in that of this time, and I think of Piano and the beach. Like I just think of The Piano.
Yeah, that was like around the same time as this episode came out. Yeah,
yeah.
It wasn't the scene where Harvey Keitel is full frontal nude,
right?
But it was still very exciting.
Right. But he wasn't placid. I mean, he wasn't, I mean, hard. He was placid.
Yeah.
Erect.
Erect. Yeah. First time we've referenced the movie The Piano in this podcast. I am surprised.
I know. And also the first time we've referenced Harvey Keitel's
Flaccid Piece. That's true. My friend's band was called Harvey Keitel in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. The original air date was December 7th, 1991. So it's a winter.
Ooh, Pearl Harbor.
What's that?
It's a Pearl Harbor Day.
Pearl Harbor. Oh.
Wait, the 7th?
That's the most excited anyone's ever said Pearl Harbor Day.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
Yeah,
this
maybe.
This is very worry. This episode is very worry.
Huh.
Like, like W-A-R, worry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they did it on purpose. Maybe they're like, oh, we need to honor the soldiers.
Yeah.
You know. And so, as we do with every episode... for the listener who did not get to eat delicious salsa and chips and delicious sparkling water with us, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener, the absentee listener. Go ahead, Genevieve.
All right. So Blanche gets a call. She gets a call from a soldier who's just coming back from the Gulf War. And apparently he's been gone a year, and he and Blanche hooked up before then, and he wants to see her again, and she does not remember him at all. and spoiler alert, never remembers him throughout the entire episode.
Yeah.
But gives it a chance because he's a war hero. Mm-hmm. And also Sophia is making out her will and with Rose as her lawyer. good choice there.
La la.
And she's trying to make sure that Dorothy doesn't get anything. Even her gold teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
So. And then, was there a C plot? I don't think there was.
I guess maybe a C plot is Rose has a very nice pronunciation of LA law.
Yes.
La la.
Yes, la la.
La la. Which is genius.
Very, very good.
That's what it should have been called.
Somebody has a, and I think people have done this, but the La Fitness joke.
Oh, like, yeah, that's very popular.
Yeah. La Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Or La Confidential. La Confidential.
La Confidential. Yeah.
Yeah.
La PD.
La PD.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
We can just keep going. So this was a fun episode. Yesterday's episode. I think we did. No, well, we recorded it on Thursday, so it feels so soon. It was a ghost episode. So we're back to silliness.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is supporting the troops, but yeah. It is it's a measure of wacky.
It
was fun.
Measure of wacky.
It was about as fun as you can make a soldier returning from war and also will talk as well.
Yeah. Will talk.
Yeah.
Will convo. So we start with Sophia working on her will.
Yes.
And she leaves she says, like, I leave to Dorothy absolutely nothing. I'm not sure if that's the first joke, but I remember she's like, she lied about something. And then Rose is like, on the other side of the kitchen table, she's like, Sophia, that's not the truth. And then Sophia's like, Well, neither was when I said sound, body, and mind. So good.
Yes. Yeah. I love her little jokes. I, like, they're so good.
They're amazing. They're
so good.
And you said Rose broke the fourth wall. She was looking at the camera.
For like a hot second. I think she looked at the camera hot second in the very beginning.
Did you catch that, Genevieve?
Yeah. Actually, it was fun. Like the little scene at the end, basically, like, they had like a few outtakes, and like Sophia was saying like like all these wacky things, like,
oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, we saw that too.
Yeah. And Rose is cracking up. Yeah. Rose, well, I guess at this point she's cracking up, it's Betty White. Yeah. So like, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're making each other laugh. So at the end, which is the first blooper scene we've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. For the Golden Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't watched it at all until before. Yeah. Like, I don't remember it before today. So that's, oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was very surprised by that. And so maybe like when they were making each other laugh, she like looked at the camera because.
And that's what they accidentally got caught her.
Yeah.
Because it was for like a split second, man.
She's already being silly and not like really focused, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a cow story that kept coming up. I didn't quite catch what the cow story was. I think I was like writing or trying to eat chips or something.
Oh, the cow story.
Oh, I think it was Charlie. Charlie had this. He made his own living will, and he left as a joke all of his stuff to a cow.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
a cow named Henrietta.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
And, Rose had quite the fight getting her property back from that cow. And. In fact, the cow still ended up with the car. So at the end,
And then they celebrated with a steak. So they killed
the cow. Nice thick steak, she said.
Yeah.
Poor cow.
Henrietta
That's
is
how you win a legal argument with a cow, is make it into steaks.
You make it into steak. Henrietta is a hen's name, I think. I don't know.
Because it's hen. Henrietta.
Yeah, I agree.
Betsy's a cow.
I mean, I guess it's like a good farm animal name in general, but I do totally, the first thing I think is hen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, when I think cow, I think Betsy.
Maybe like the writers wrote a hen first and then they changed it to cow. And they kept the name.
Yeah, like the poultry council was like, no. Like,
we will pay you to make it beef.
Right. This is going to influence a lot of people. So.
Yeah, like the, or that, or like the beef council was like really muscling it in there, like, come on, guys, we're a sponsor. We got the beef, it's what's for dinner, like, commercial spot coming up. So maybe you guys could give us a little push.
Oh, my God. That was a big part of the 90s.
That was, beef. Yeah.
It's what's for dinner. Dun, dun, dun.
And then also the incredible edible egg.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the night.
It's a little early for the got milk stuff, but that was a big part of my life.
Oh yeah. That was like late 90s. That was like Britney Spears.
That was like one of the first times like a friend really made me laugh at school, where I was like, hey, maybe we're funny friends. You know, when there was a Got Milk poster in the cafeteria, and it was Britney Spears with a milk mustache.
Yeah.
And he was, me and him, we started like milking her titties. Like, we're like, and we just cracked each other up.
As
like,
teenagers do.
Milk. We were like 12.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, we're funny. And then, middle school is when you find out you're funny. I think.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's like the best part of middle school, is when you realize you can joke about things.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I got made fun of the most, and then I became funny in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I kept to myself. I tried to be funny sometimes, but I was easily influenced by bullies. So when the bullies shut me down, I would shut down instead of fight back. But then I got to high school.
Then
got a little better.
Then you brought your weapons out.
Yeah.
Your guns came out.
Yeah. I didn't milk Britney Spears' titties. I didn't feel the confidence to do that. Yeah. So props to you.
So you gotta, so like you had to make the bully laugh. Mm-hmm. You gotta find the person that's gonna pick on you and make them laugh, and then you're good.
That's what I did in high school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I had to do too. I was like, these gangster guys, they might, but if I make them laugh, oh, they're not gonna fucking fuck with
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's how a comedian is born.
Yeah.
Oh, I made boys laugh in middle school, and I made all their girlfriends jealous, and that's how I became both a comedian and kind of a jerk homewrecker. So.
Dang.
Dang.
Call you Blanche.
Right. I thought, oh my God, I thought this episode was going to go so many ways, but it didn't. And so Blanche comes in and she reveals that she's got this call. There's this soldier. He's coming back from the Gulf War. And I imagine first, like, a young guy.
Oh, of course. That's what you picture. Like, someone who's out there in the battlefield, muscles.
Yeah, muscles. And,
like, a nice jawline.
Super hard pecs.
Right.
Like, you know, or like.
Some, always sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think this guy was probably sweaty, too. But in a different way.
But in a different
Not
way.
In a hot way.
In an I ate too many Doritos kind of way.
That Dorito sweat will get ya. That's a big dislike on a lot of women's profiles online.
Dorito sweat.
And they're not even hot Doritos. They're the cheesy kind.
Because he's a white boy. He's like, those are spicy enough for him.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch is spicy for white people. Mayo flavored. Anyway.
So then the dude's like about to see, like he's about to get there. Mm-hmm. Like this is happening in real time. And so like he knew where she lived. He like, I remember every guy. Like if I saw a guy, I'm like, I fucked that. No, actually it's a lie.
I mean, like, sometimes you need to, like, jog your memory or, like, I don't know. Yeah. If you haven't talked to somebody in a while and, I mean, he didn't even, like, write her letters, like, during the war, I don't think.
That's right. Dude, that's the sketchiest fucking thing. Right. I was just thinking, like, he didn't fucking write her.
Right.
Hey, you know.
Like, and if he thought that they made this promise from the beginning, always, like, you said that I would be your guy. Like, wouldn't you think the guy would write a letter? Yeah. Or send something?
What pisses me off is the writers. Like, it took one line. I was stuck in this tank or.
Right. You know, it's just, that is lazy writing. You're right.
Yeah. It's just. Do you want me to turn this off?
Oh, is it? Yeah. Let's turn this off. Sorry. I know it's warm.
It's okay. I just know how much.
Yeah, thanks for reminding.
Bulbs cost.
Sorry, we were watching the show on a projector that I just received as a gift. So it's a nice, expensive projector. Yeah. And so we just turned it off because we just realized it was still running. So
the bulb burned out and it's so expensive.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
This will not be cut out because I do not have time to find this. It stays in, guys. This is a PSA for projectors. Do not leave them on.
No, don't.
And so Blanche is like wearing this like blue baby doll polka dot dress.
It looked like it was made for like a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
And it had like 3 layers of ruffles at the bottom.
Yes.
And it was just out of control.
Oh, it was too much.
It was too much. Did you like this dress, Genevieve? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I felt like it was a little bit loud, I'd say.
I just felt like it was too young.
Young.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah.
It fit good.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she didn't know. She thought maybe she was meeting with like a 19-year-old or something like that. So she was like,
the young soldier.
I thought, I did not think he was going to be like, he was like a general, like a, mm-hmm. like a fucking, a guy that wasn't like on the forefront of this war. He right. was like,
well, I think he'd have to be like, he, I think like the cutoff age for like, for actually serving in the regular troops is something like 37.
Mm-hmm.
So like
to be actually so, like, fighting. Would,
right.
Yeah. Like that's, and basically, like, yeah, he would have to be like a general or something,
like a master like chief.
I don't mm-hmm. know. I can't think of anything.
Master chief.
Yeah,
master chief. That's probably what he is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I trust you.
My husband was in the military.
Oh, okay. Let's bring him up. Can you?
Thank you. Because I honestly could not think of any rank between like just regular soldier,
lieutenant,
and
general.
General.
Pretty sure it's master chief.
Colonel.
Colonel. Because once they Admiral, hit a certain point, yeah, then they're called Master Chief.
Executive producer of the war.
Executive producer.
I don't know.
It's the Hollywood terms like, for it.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
okay.
So, Dorothy's so great. She's so good. Like, yes. She answers the door, and she's like, I know this might be a little, he's like, we see what he looks like. He's like, this might be a little forward, but like, can you let her know that lover boy is here?
What?
She's so excited to do it. And then she shouts it.
Lover boy. Like, she shouts it.
Yeah, and he doesn't turn red. He has no shame at all.
No shame.
And no shame.
I know.
Elderly That's, women everywhere.
Yes.
And they all know this like endearing nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. That embarrasses me so much. Like I'm blushing like, right like,
you
now.
Like you know, yeah, you feel the embarrassment for them. Like you, your butthole clenches a little bit. Like no,
right? Why would you tell anyone that?
No.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, lover boy, you're here." Like if you spoke on the phone, like wouldn't you get his name or be like, "Who is this, lover boy?" Like you what? Like
yeah.
Anyway, one line could have explained so much.
Right.
Like Dorothy took the message or right. something like that. Okay. So first she thinks his name is not Bill.
Ken.
But Ken.
Yeah.
Because she's like, because I would talk about you. He said to her, I would talk about you and I would be like, there's a woman waiting for you at home, Ken. And she's like, Ken, you're Ken. And she's like, no, actually, that's my friend's name. I told him that.
Yeah.
He said to me, and you also have a woman waiting at home, Bill. 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 out of control.
He looks like a Bill. Yes. That's like the name I would have guessed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's got a Clinton-y vibe, doesn't he?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
And what I don't get, like, I might be going, like, skipping ahead, but like if you are like a general or like a master chief in the war in like a military and then you stop being one, like I mean, and then the war's over, like you're still in the military.
Yeah,
you still got like
you're staying till you retire.
Till you retire, or like don't they give you like a 4-year contract or something?
But
like that?
Yeah, until your contract's up until you retire. And usually once you've gotten to that point where you're like 40, yeah, you're gonna stay till you retire.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's what most people do if you get to that point.
And
so
honestly, this guy's past the retirement point.
It made me question, was he part of like the reserves or something? Because he had another job. Like that was odd to me too, because he works at this pharmacy.
So because the Army Reserve has soldiers that are among civilians.
Right.
That work like
I mean
regular jobs
did he
sometimes.
Work like in the MASH unit or something? Was he the pharmacist for like
he was a boss man
unit?
Because he just handed a lady medicine for free, so
yeah.
You know,
oh, do you mean like in the war? Was he
oh,
a pharmacist
in the, in the war?
Or
I was like, whoa, I don't know.
He was like the owner of that pharmacy apparently, because he just gave that lady the medicine without paying for it.
Or maybe she's to your infant.
She's got a tab. Like oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, here's Rosa again.
Rosa.
It's on layaway.
Yeah. Oh my God. That lady.
Yes.
I was like, Mexican ladies don't dress like in sundresses, like beautiful white lady sundresses.
Yeah, I know. Like that's her hair that. Was so oh. done up. She's yeah. worried about her baby. There's no way she's like done up, worried yeah. about her baby.
No,
no.
We skipped no, so.
I also, I'm sorry like, to say, yeah, we skipped okay. ahead.
Sorry, listeners.
So he like yeah, he like speaks to her in Spanish, or like she speaks to him in Spanish. And he understands her. Yeah, yeah, but he like speaks back to her in English, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that he did speak back to her in English.
And then right? the only thing he said in Spanish was "de nada."
De nada.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said in English, "Give him this
every 4 hours."
Every 4 hours, she's just like, "Oh, gracias."
De nada.
De nada. Out of control. Out of control. Anyway. So they go out to dinner.
Yes.
And they're at this restaurant, and like Bill confesses. First, there was a joke at the beginning that you said, "Oh, that's a good line," but then I missed it because I don't know what I was doing.
Oh,
I was
sorry. Like,
no, I missed it. Well, oh, yeah. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. And then Bill confesses that he fucked a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you know, just to be honest, like.
Maybe that's why he didn't write to her. He's nervous. Maybe. He was like in a relationship with this nurse, probably.
Maybe.
And like she broke up with him when the war was over. I figured it out.
He had an affair with
yeah,
a nurse.
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
yeah, because if he was like a pharmacist, he would be like fucking with this. He would be like working with this nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's like a conspiracy. I like right. it.
And I was like, a part of me was like, this guy's insane. Like, he thinks he, like, I thought they were going to be like, this guy's escaped from a mental institution. Like, you fucked a dude that escaped from a mental institution who thinks he was in the army.
He really thought he like he was crazy.
Yeah. Like, he thinks he was in the army, and then now he thinks he's a pharmacist. And then, like, and the next thing he thinks he's like a pilot or like a, I don't know, like Jesus. And like, I don't know. I thought this was going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've all dated that guy. So.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I get yes. you, Blanche.
Yep.
I went on a date with a guy who said he was a surfer, a lawyer, and like a doctor. And he was like a total liar.
Yeah.
And he ended up being homeless, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, no.
<'Cause>, so sad.
Like, I went on a date with a homeless guy.
Aww.
Because he would come into my Burger King, and he would look normal.
Yeah.
And so he was like, ask me out on a date. And I was like, okay. And I was like 17 at the time.
Yeah.
And then I found, and then when I picked him up, he like came to my work, and he had like, he was like, can I put my bike in the back of your car? And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized he didn't have a home.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry if I told this story already.
Can I put my bike in the back of your car? Sounds like a euphemism.
Right. Yeah. Like, he didn't do yeah. that.
But it was the literal meaning.
Yeah. He fucked me, guys. He fucked me in the ass. I got hobo fucked.
Ew. No.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so then, like, so we were speculating which war it was. We're like, Gulf? It had to be
right.
Gulf.
Because yeah.
it just ended. And so, so then... They sort of like Blanche sort of falls in love with him again. Like
yeah.
she kinda gives in. She's mm-hmm. like,
he's so romantic.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just gonna go with the flow. Cause obviously if they had a connection before, it would make sense that they would continue this connection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they danced the night away. It was so beautiful. Okay, so the next scene I wrote, Rose is still being a lawyer. She's cleaning up some stuff on the will, and Dorothy's in the
literally.
Kitchen.
Literally. She spilled something on it.
Yeah, so she's trying to clean it up. Yeah. And so this was like, This is when we find out that Sophia actually has tons of money. 35 yep. grand.
And two gold teeth.
Oh, was it two?
Yeah.
Oh, that was four.
Was it four? Thought she said
I
two.
I don't know. Two. I will go with two. Okay. I trust you more.
yeah. $35,000 and two gold teeth.
Because he was her dad was working as a grave digger.
Mm, yes.
Right? Or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was a grave robber. That's not good.
That's how most people come into gold teeth that they keep, I think. Yes, is grave robbing.
That was like a while ago. People used to do that. Like they used to rob graves because they would keep like jewelry and stuff. Yeah. Back then. Yeah.
Yeah. People want to be buried with their nice things. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
I think people still. That was like a major. I don't know if it was major, but that was like a plot point in the movie Garden State, where like one of the guys was like a grave digger and used to like steal things from graves.
Yeah, that was crazy. And it was kind of like, he was like, fuck you, dude. Like,
that's so gross.
I know, right?
That's so gross.
It's so gross. H.H. Holmes yeah. was.
We all loved that movie in 2004 for some reason. So
there are a lot of movies we loved back then where now there's just
You don't
trash.
Think it holds up?
Probably not. We were so young. Are pretty interesting. The soundtrack is still really good.
Yes,
I would say.
Soundtrack is great, but we were younger and dumber when this came out. When Gold, I'm not.
I'd say Natalie Portman's character, kind of the manic pixie dream girl thing, has not aged well. Like it comes off real bad.
Like now we look at that type of character as annoying. Or not annoying, but like. Like a man wrote it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
very one dimensional. Like
yeah. No, it's a little bizarre, but mm-hmm. did love it like 12 years ago. So,
right. I remember when like people started telling me like that movie does actually suck, and I was just like, huh? And I'm like, you know what? It does. Mm-hmm. So. Where were we? Okay.
The grave robbing.
The grave robbing. Mm-hmm. And so Dorothy is pissed off, as she should. She's like, what the fuck? Like, I've been sacrificing so much for you. Mm-hmm. Like, and she does. Like, throughout the series, she, like, gives her money. Sophia steals money from her. Like, just like, she'll be like, By the way, pussycat, there's $20 missing from your purse. You know, like she'll tell her, you know. And she runs scams, all this stuff. And Dorothy goes without because she's trying to take care of. And so she does this running bit. And I love the, here, ma, have some tea. And she turns into like
soulless.
Yeah.
Like just serial killer type person.
She turns into like a Jane Fonda movie.
Yes.
Like fucking anything Jane Fonda does.
I was like, wait, which one? I knew it. She like can't keep it
Frankie.
Like, she couldn't just be like, have some tea, mom. She had to say it. Have some tea, mother.
Have some tea, mother. she's fucking crazy sounding and I love it.
Yeah, I know, it's so good.
And so Blanche comes in with a captain's hat on and she's just like
gushing.
She's mm-hmm. in love now. Mm-hmm. They're making plans to like move the relationship forward. They're just in it to win it now. She's like, fuck yeah, this is it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm with a guy that was in the fucking military. And that's all that matters.
Right. She's like, military man. I will service him for servicing the country.
Oh, yeah. You got to give it up for the troops, if you know what I mean.
Literally.
So the next morning, this is a scene where Dorothy says, calls them a slut and a moron.
Yes. I love that.
Rose and Blanche. That was great. I forgot the joke, but I just remember she calling her a... Oh, she's like, I haven't had my coffee yet.
It takes one sip.
And calls him a slut and a moron. And so she's still mad about the money hoarding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, because she's given up so much and all this shit. And so, for some reason, like, Bill shows up. I forgot. Like, oh, he came to give Blanche a rose.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's, like, in his pharmacist uniform. Mm-hmm.
And she gets confused by.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he did not. He didn't explain.
You would think, like, on their date that it would come up, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, I work at the pharmacy down the street.
But how do you get a job so quick?
Right?
Like, that's suspect. Well,
like, he still thinks, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, Blanche has kind of given him some clues that she's like, I don't remember you at all, basically.
Well, that too.
But he, yeah, but he still kind of goes on like, oh, yeah, you remember that I'm your pharmacist, right?
Yeah, he was so he was so confident about it, too. Like, he was confident in the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. He was so confident about what he did. So it was more obvious that he's been doing this for a while. It wasn't like it didn't seem like it's something he just got into right quickly.
Because,
yeah,
like, did they recruit him? Like, right. It was
he knew where the medicine was right away.
Like, I don't. Was there a draft during the Gulf War? I don't remember that. I remember Vietnam being a draft. But
no,
like,
they didn't have a draft. I mean, there was like a recruitment drive, but like not a draft.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, like it was just weird, like maternity leave. Like, you just get back to your pharmacist job. Like, it just nothing. Like,
right.
Like, he should have been in the military the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, before that. It just made no sense.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
Yeah. And so, he like, gives her a rose. He takes off. And then Blanche just acts like being a pharmacist is, like, a garbage man.
Right?
Like,
it's actually a very good job.
Yeah,
it pays so well.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You make, like, 60 to 80 grand a year.
I had a friend that got into, like, he was trying to get into medical school. He didn't know what he wanted to do. And he chose pharmaceutical because it makes so much money.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a pharmacist.
Even if, like, you're interning, like, you're getting good wages.
Absolutely.
It is a fucking one of the most honest livings.
It's very respectable.
I mean, yeah, like, I honestly, like, I use, like, a specialty pharmacy for, like, some drugs that I have.
Right.
And, like, they know their shit. Like, they'll teach you, like, all the tricks, like, how to inject things and, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make much more money than my husband did in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he goes and does that job, because he wants to make actual money.
She was so weirded out. And I'm like, I don't know. And also, like, I mean, at her age, too, I would think she would probably go to a pharmacy at, like, a regular, like,
I know,
right.
Probably like pills. Regular intervals.
There's a pill for, like, everything. So
get the hookup on the fucking mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. All of the ladies should be excited that there's a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, get some, you know, skip claiming stuff and just get the medicine without having to pay for the, you know, there's leftover pills, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Get your osteoporosis pills.
Yeah, your osteoporosis chewables. So, the next scene, Blanche comes up with this idea that, like, if her dad doesn't approve of
who she's dating,
and, like, she had for some. Somehow she knew that he wouldn't approve. I don't understand. I think.
Oh yeah, and then she's like, "Well, he's dead." So I just she was trying to make an excuse for her not to continue to see him anymore. She's like, "Well, I'll tell him that this, and but he's dead, so I can't see anybody."
Right, and it's
he
not
can't
like
settle for anyone.
It's not like he's a labor worker,
no,
or, you know,
fast food worker,
or a DJ,
a grave robber.
Yeah, grave robber. He's none of, and then I don't understand, like, why, like, it was so weird, like, the writing, like, again, like, it's like you didn't have to make him a pharmacist. You could have made him a guy that worked at the docks,
right?
Or a guy that cleans up dog shit. Yeah. You know, like,
he has a paper route.
He has a paper route. Yeah, 60. That's the weirdest thing. But no, to be a pharmacist, it's like,
that's a great job.
That's a fucking great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful career.
Maybe like the early 90s, it was just like, pharmacists were like McDonald's employees. Like, it was just like anybody could work there. Like 12, like 16 year olds could work there out of high school.
I mean, we were all pharmacists back in the 90s.
You know, some of us worked at Cold Stone. Mm-hmm. Some of us got a job at the pharmacy. It's just a rite of passage. It's a coming of age trope.
Yeah, I told someone how to use a suppository. That's one of it.
Yeah. You were working a drive-through window. I was taking the blood pressure for patients. I wrote Dorothy's top is crazy. Oh yeah, she was wearing a crazy top in that scene. I thought she wasn't wearing pants.
Oh, she was wearing nude colored pants. And it was quite like, you had to do like a second take of like, is she wearing pants or is she bottomless?
Dorothy. I was like, dang. But it was just
pants.
And so then she's trying to make up excuses about why he's not great. She's like, oh, he also has skinny arms.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you want to make love to someone with the arms of your mother?
And then she's like, and then Dorothy's like, my dad slept with her.
That joke.
And then she's like, she said, he never saw me naked. And it was such a weird thing to say. Because, like, the audience really didn't laugh. Yeah. And then, like, it was so Daria monotone.
No, but nobody knew what to do with that at all. Like, it was
Danielle was, like, dying.
He never saw me naked. And then it wasn't referred to or laughed at. I'm like, that was brilliant. Let's go back to that. Let's discuss this.
How did this...
What do you mean he never saw you naked? You just had, like, a little zipper? Like, always in the dark.
Always in the dark.
Oh, what a classy woman.
They just did it, like, doggy style.
Was he also not naked? Was he just, like, he just opened his boxers, that style? Like, unconfident dude wears t-shirt, you know?
Maybe he liked glory hole style sex.
Glory hole style! some people prefer doggy, some people prefer missionary, and some people prefer glory hole.
Glory hole, yeah.
Maybe that was their style.
That explains the weird hole in the closet door that Dorothy always played with when nobody was home.
Damn it.
She's just like sticking her hand through, sticking her dolls through it.
He never saw me naked.
He never saw me naked. And so, so then the next scene, they're at the pharmacy. Well, she's at the farm. She's going to give him another try.
Right.
And try to get to know him by bothering him at work and bringing her roommate's mom.
Right. Who's a pest. Who's like total pest about everything.
Yeah. So they're at the pharmacy. He's like running shit. Like for reals.
Mm-hmm. He's the boss.
He's the boss. Originally I thought that Mexican lady was Asian.
Oh, did no, really? That? No, I because okay. She came in speaking Spanish.
No, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I thought the same thing. I thought really? She was...
Maybe because she was so well put together?
Well, because she had like...
no, she's...
I'm kidding.
I'm trying not to sound racist.
It's okay. She's got a little bit of a look. Maybe she's half or something like that. But I mean...
I think she was half.
I don't know.
She had like dark black hair. And she had like these bangs. And I'm sounding so right. Like,
no.
I don't know if there's a stereotype.
I was just in Japan. They all have bangs. All of them have bangs. Every single woman has bangs there.
It's just a thing.
It is.
And then she was like...
It's a cultural thing.
She was just light-skinned, which is okay if you're Mexican. But it was a light skin that matched an Asian woman's, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. That's what I thought. But you caught it right away.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And so then that whole scene where she just gets medicine for free happens.
Oh my God. No, it was so random. It was like, she comes in like frantic, like looking around, like, what do I do? My baby has a fever. And he's so confident. He's like, I got you right here, ma'am. Yeah. Here's your, and he just doesn't even look. He just like reaches back, grabs the bottle. And is like, give this to your son every 4 hours. Like, what? How do you know that's infant medicine? You're not going to double check? It doesn't look
like infant medicine because infant medicine looks cute.
No, this looked like adult cough syrup medicine, like sipping on some scissorp kind of stuff.
That lady is fucking an addict.
Yeah.
And she wants cough syrup. Yeah. She's zipping on some scissorp.
Give your son this heroin every 4 hours.
She's in the park sipping. Like she's...
Yes. This will shut him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like you said, like he just hands it to her and she doesn't even pay for it. He doesn't charge her nothing. Like,
yeah, that was a
he doesn't reference her name. I don't think
we just called her Rosa.
I called her Rosa.
He's a very good pharmacist.
She seemed like a Rosa to me. Yeah. So, but yeah,
puts it on her tab, and then Blanche sees that he is a hero.
Right.
Still, she's because like, he just saved that kid's life or just got that woman really high. And so,
or gave the baby adult medicine.
Yeah. And then the baby's dead. he just saw someone. She was turned on by murder. That's what Blanche likes, murder. And so she sees the good in him because he's a good guy. Yeah. He's nice.
He is.
And, she decides not to be with him, but to be like booty calls.
Yeah, because they're like, let's not make this a exclusive thing or whatever. Like, can we see other people? She goes, oh yeah. She goes, can we see other people?
I know, that was the weirdest thing.
It was almost like a backwards proposal.
Yeah, and then they were like, okay.
Yeah, and then they hug, all sweet.
All sweet.
Can we be polyamorous? Oh my God, yes.
Can we like bang sometimes?
1991, like these 60-year-olds, like, yeah, swing away.
Yeah, oh my God. Let's have a really cool relationship where you just bang anybody.
Yes, but we still bang each other too.
Or he's like afraid to lose her. He goes into the back and just starts crying. Oh no.
Oh no.
Poor Bill. I should have stayed with the nurse. And so then when this happens, Dorothy apparently, not Dorothy, Sophia. She got into a fight or something.
The preparation H.
With the dude, like they're both bleeding from their butts, fighting over fucking some tube of
preparation H,
right?
And it spills.
And then does she slip?
She scooped it all up and put it in her purse.
And it ruined her purse.
Yeah. But like, why?
But it wouldn't.
She needed the cream that badly, where she put it, the excess cream that spilled out into her purse.
You can whip wicker.
I'm gonna say that her age and with her affinity for preparation H, I think it made her purse better.
Yeah, there you go. My ex used to put preparation H under his eyes.
Yeah, it helps the bags under your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Then I should do that then.
If you ever don't get enough sleep, you're hungover. It helps your eyes.
Gay guys get it in their eyes anyway. Not by accident.
It is a miracle job.
A little thing called ass eating, guys. Hey. Just kidding. Gross. Okay. And so then the next scene, they're at the, hello, how's it going? How are you?
Sorry, my husband walked in the room. Sorry. Anyways.
And so the next scene is Dorothy and Sophia make up.
Yeah.
And Sophia.
Because she bought her a purse, new handbag.
What? Right. Which match. Like she has like 10 of those saved just in case it happens. Yeah. Right? So she got a new handbag because the other one's full of anus cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so so then Sophia explains that the reason I have 35 grand is because I wanted to leave you this because I wanted it to mean something for you, which she made it seem like she wasn't going to leave her shit before. And I think that's where like the
joking,
problem.
But it didn't seem like a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like a joke. So then there's a sweet moment and stuff like that.
And she gives her the tooth.
She gives her the tooth?
She gave her a tooth.
Oh, the gold tooth?
Here's a gold tooth, yeah.
Oh, one of them.
Yeah, one gold tooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she gave her a molar.
Yeah, a molar. Yes, that was it.
And she's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she turns into, I keep saying Jane Fonda, but I'm thinking of another actress. Like an old timey one.
She's just like, oh, mother, I'll get you some tea.
Joan Crawford.
Yeah, Joan Crawford.
I'm thinking of Joan Crawford.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not Jane Fonda.
Joan Crawford.
Yeah, Joan Crawford.
That makes sense.
In a fucking creepy ass, like, scary movie that she used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking.
She turns into like a sociopath,
and
old.
And Betty Davis. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and What Happened to Baby Jane? Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? And she fucking like is she's like, do you, what did she say, do you want some, let me make you a cup of tea. Oh god, so
she
good.
Walks all slow,
yeah,
like, as if she's like gliding across the floor,
see your pet rat for a second.
She's like Sunset Boulevard Joan Crawford, like,
yes. It's like something just switched in her brain and she just like went right into this mode. Like,
that's
so
the
weird.
Real B. Arthur.
Yes,
just murderous.
I love it.
And so then the episode ends and we get, and it's the bloopers.
Yes, the bloopers were so good.
They were so good. She's like, I'm going, like, Sophia's like, I'm gonna leave my daughter to science. Yes. Cracking up Betty White. Betty White's just enjoying.
And
life.
That's when Anthony was like, did they improvise that?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, it really seemed ad-libbed. You know,
totally.
Like, she must have just been spewing it hot fire. And they're just like, keep rolling.
Right. They're just, let's get it, guys.
Yeah.
So I think, was there anything we missed? I think that's
those were the main things.
Notes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we did it, guys.
Yay.
So this comes out November 1st.
Great.
Is there anything that you would like to promote, or where can people find you online?
Yeah. My website just went live.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
My website's finally live. So it has all of my videos, my show dates that are constantly being updated, everything like that. It's DanielleArce.com. Mm-hmm. That's it. And you can get all of my links, my social media, everything is on there.
Fantastic.
So very excited about that.
Yay.
Makes it easier for everybody.
Totally.
Yeah.
Gotta have a website.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool.
It just took us a long time to make, but it's
and
there.
You're on Twitter, right?
Yeah, at Danielle Arce.
Okay, Danielle Arce.
Mm-hmm.
So, Genevieve, where would you like people to look for you?
Yes.
Physically or online?
All right. Well, I will be I'm going to be at Plasma for Beautiful Losers on
Fine.
November 9th with Mishka Shabali, and I'm really excited about that. That should be a fun show. And you can find me online at Genevieve Rice, and I'm also working on my website, but I will make no promises by the beginning of November. So,
you are busy.
You might go there and you might go to GenevieveRice.com and see dates from 2014. And sorry.
And also, your comedy festival is now submittable.
Mm-hmm. That. Oh, thank you. You're doing my job for me. Yeah. Bird City Comedy Festival, we're submitting for the third year. So
awesome.
Yeah,
so cool.
You can go to birdcitycomedyfestival.com. You can follow us on social media at Bird City Comedy. You can write me weird messages at birdcitycomedy@gmail.com So
you can write Genevieve questions that you can look up easily about the festival.
Mm-hmm. Or anything that
sure
you can Google.
Make sure to use an indignant tone and also make an accusatory as well. And I won't remember your name at all. I won't tell other festival runners what you said
in
to me.
a decipherable subject line.
Yes.
In all caps, please.
All subject right. line,
no,
Dorito sweats.
There is a form where you had to like put in like it, like contacts. It goes like it's a contact form, and you can put in a subject line. And I think I put penguin fart.
and I don't remember if I changed it or not, and I don't think I'm gonna. So.
Penguin farts. Yay.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm at Anthony DeCimito on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm going to be, the day this comes out, I'm going to be at Gays R Us at the Hollywood Improv.
Fun.
That's Aaron Foley's gay show. Super, super gay. And I'm so excited. It's at 8 p.m., so you guys come out. And also, November 2nd, I'm going to be performing in a burlesque show, but stand up, like not like dancing. at Karma Lounge in Koreatown at 10.
I hope you at least get free pasties out of that.
Oh, I know, me too. I want great pasties. I might do some bits that have songs and dancing in them, so I gotta gear up for that. Along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram and Twitter. Wait, did I already say Twitter?
You did, but it's okay.
All right. music is by Brian Korkonek and Mike Dennison. For those of you that are following along, the next episode of season 7, episode 13, and I forget the title, but I'm just gonna guess that it's He Never Saw Me Naked. That's the title.
Yes. Yeah, guys... I think that's it.
I want that explained so
no,
much.
I
know. It's so good. It was so slipped under the rug. Oh, anyway.
What a treasure, yeah. Sophia is. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Danielle, again
for
being.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're so much fun. And thank you everyone for listening again. Have a beautiful day and or night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.